2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're about to make a village. And welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live in the village. Live in the village. This is the Black Lightning Review Show. This week, episode 4 is titled Black Jesus. This is where basically Black Lightning is kind of, in a sense, recruited to rally against the 100 gang, right? So we're gonna jump right into this here. And one of the biggest things I noticed, or the first thing I noticed, was Black Lightning, or the principal, Jefferson, he basically had to confront a student who was on a new drug called Green Light. Now, basically, the way Gambi kind of interpreted the new drug, it was kind of like PCP and some other things mixed together and had a kid. So it was actually pretty interesting, his synopsis of what the new drug was. But basically, Black Lightning had to pretty much take him down Black Lightning style in the bathroom. And hopefully the young man wouldn't remember it. And then we see a good friend of ours, friend of the village, Mr. Derek Lamont. He played the father of this young student that was on this drug. So that was big shout out to him. Great seeing him on that show. But yeah, so we see that Black Lightning is now dealing with drug issues in his school. So it's literally at his front door. And so with that in mind, now he's got to join the fight, right? He's got to join the fight. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And furthermore, let's look at this next piece here. Tobias is confronted by Lady Eve about Black Lightning. And she kind of threatens him in a professional manner. She's letting him know, like, look, you're messing up. I need you to step your game up. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. But she's doing it only the way that a Lady Eve could do it. And so that's what I was really, really drawn into. She had the look on her face. She had everything going. But at the same time, she was literally like, you need to get your stuff together. If not, we'll handle it for you. And you don't want us to handle it. And so I was like, yes, you know, we're going to, you know, she's very nice, very loving, obviously, to a degree, but she still has that, I'll cut you look, and I'll make it look good, and I'll make you feel good about it. And also, if you guys would have also noticed during that scene where she was telling Tobias that he needs to get his stuff together, you would notice that she was what I assumed was doing, not an autopsy, but she was embalming a body. Now, at first I didn't notice it, but Lady J pointed it out to me. She was like, hey, this dude's still alive. And I was like, that's no, whatever. And then I watched it and I was like, wow, he was alive. Eyes came open and everything. And so that's definitely something we got to look out forward to, because maybe this green light drug is something that's causing all this. Maybe the green light drug is a link to all of this stuff. So that is definitely something that we need to look at. If you follow the show, you definitely want to make sure you guys keep up on this. And like I said earlier, green light is a new drug on the street. It's causing a lot of issues already. And we're going to go from there. So Jennifer visits Khalil at rehab, and that was kind of an ugly scene because the nurses were kind of talking smack about Khalil, saying he'll never walk again, this, that, and the third. But, you know, it was ugly. It definitely was an ugly part, because when you're looking at trying to rehab, trying to heal, you definitely need everybody on your team. And he didn't, obviously the nurses kind of were not on his team. They were just kind of like, whatever, it's going through the motion. And so, yeah, that's definitely going to be something to follow going forward. But we later learned that his spine was completely severed and that he'll never walk again. So that is definitely something we're going to look be following as well very closely, seeing how Jennifer and Khalil, how their relationship develops. Because if you were really been paying attention, he called her his ride or die. And she had the look of, I don't know if I'm prepared for this at the age of 15, 16. And rightfully so. She's 15, 16 years old. I don't know too many 15, 16 year olds that are ready to ride or die at that age, at that group. And so I'm over here trying. I'm clicking back and forth here, Village. I want to be on the show. I'm not even sure which Village member this is that said that. So I just have to kind of, I'll click back and forth and see. But anyway, so like I said, Jennifer and Khalil, they are definitely, they're an item. But for how long this is going to last, I don't know. And that's what is going to be interesting to see going forward. I definitely think that the relationship can work, but it's going to be difficult. He is paralyzed from the waist down. So this is going to be something that's definitely going to have to be developed. And if they really want it, then of course they really want it. Oh, Lady J, hey, baby, all right. All right, she's not in the Village tonight, but that's okay. That's okay. I got this. Don't worry. So, again, we're moving forward here. You know, I try to do these, wrap these shows up quickly with you guys. Another turning point was when Anissa confronts Detective Henderson on his views of Black Lightning. Now, Anissa is like, look, Black Lightning is a hero. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's for the community. While Detective Henderson is like, he's a thug, he's a vigilante, and this, that, and the third. Now, I can understand both points, because Black Lightning does, in a sense, bring people out. He brings people out. He brings the good out, but he also brings the bad out, right? Now, everything has to be done under the law. Now, is Black Lightning following the law? Well, some would say yes, some would say no, right? But at the end of the day, he's definitely protecting the community that he lives in. He's no longer just protecting his family. He is protecting the community. So I have to give him credit. You know, here's the truth. Police can't do everything. They can't. I don't think the world is set up that way. I don't think the system is set up that way. The cops just cannot do everything. Now, in this fantasy reality of Black Lightning, Black Lightning, to me, in a sense, he kind of takes over the, okay, where they can't finish off, I'll go ahead and do the dirty grunt work and stuff like that. And that's why I'm like, you know, let him do what he's going to do. But from a legal standpoint, from a law standpoint, I definitely, Lady J said, send her the link. Let me see here. You hold on, Village, here. Let me try to type this out here. Sorry about that. Okay, so like I said, we're looking at what Anissa had to say about the drug dealing and things of that nature, and it really just it stuck to me, because Black Lightning was sitting down drinking a glass of wine and listening to his daughter, and I think all this is her words are stemming from the fact that she's now kind of coming into her own. And so she's learning about her ability. She's learning how to breathe. She's learning slowly how to control this newfound power she has, right? And so for her, it's okay. Well, you know what? I can, you know, she's probably thinking maybe one day I can join Black Lightning or whatever the case may be, right? And so with that in mind, with that kind of logic in mind, I understand why Anissa was so critical of Detective Henderson. I don't think she was trying to be disrespectful. I think she was trying to voice her opinion, and her opinion definitely was different from the legal standpoint, which is rightfully so. He's a detective. He's saying, we got this. Me personally, just looking on the outside, looking in from a fantasy world perspective, the cops can't do everything, right? Sometimes citizens have to get involved, and Black Lightning is in a position to where he can get involved. He can do this and be okay. So that's definitely going to be a good thing going forward, in my opinion. We're going to see, I think we'll see Anissa get more and more powerful, a lot stronger. She'll learn to control these abilities that she has, this, that, and the third. And so there was another scene here earlier in the show where Anissa confronted drug dealers who were dealing the new drug Greenlight. And she literally was like, yo, she saw two of her students. She made them get in the car. The two drug dealers popped off at the mouth to her. And when they popped off at the mouth to her, they pretty much kind of sealed their fate, for lack of a better word. They basically popped off at the mouth, and then she left. She was actually with Detective Henderson and her dad and family for the most part, and she went to where she knew they were, and basically she gave it to them. And but the problem was that she's still learning how to use her powers, how to use her abilities. So with that, when she hit them, when she used her abilities and her powers, she took it a little too far. And so she had to immediately call 911 to get medical services out to where they were at, because, you know, truthfully, we don't know what happened. Both boys were breathing, breathing hard and trying to hold on to life. So we don't know what's going to happen. I think tomorrow's episode that airs on the CW at 9 o'clock, check your local listing to find out, you know, how it works out. If you're East Coast, Midwest, or West Coast, figure it out. But I think tomorrow's episode, we'll figure out what happened with those two young men. We'll see if they passed away, if they're in the hospital, this, that, and the third. So I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. And another thing that stuck forward is kind of some social issues. One of the things I love about this show, it's addressing social issues that are affecting people of color, Black people, whatever the case, whatever you want to say. And it's Black people and the drug abuse issue get center stage. And it was just crazy to me how some of the lingo is stuff that we talk about today when dealing with drugs and drug abuse and, you know, drug epidemics. And, you know, let's be honest here, drug epidemics for African-American people, like the 80s was a huge deal, but we look at it now and all of a sudden it's a drug epidemic, but it's not for people of color. It's you see a more white men, white women having drug issues, and now it's an opioid addiction or an epidemic or whatever the case may be. You know, these drugs have been an issue for people of color for years now. We've lost so many people to drug abuse. We've lost people to jail time. Families have been torn apart, this, that, and the third. But it wasn't called an epidemic. You know, it was just, they're just a bunch of druggies, they're drug users, whatever the case may be. And so we, you know, moved on. But when it affected another, portion of America, all of a sudden now it's an issue. And that's something that Black Lightning definitely addresses, or the show addresses, for lack of a better word. All right. This show also addresses another social aspect here. If you look at the aspect of the prison sentences in our country, Black men typically get higher prison sentences than anybody else. this is not something I'm pulling out my butt. This is something that is well-known fact, you know, when it comes to people of color and how they are treated in the courtroom. Typically, black men are 2 times more likely to have a longer sentence than their white male counterparts or white female counterparts, whatever the case may be. So, if you're looking at it from that perspective, you know, again, the show is addressing social issues. And that's one of the things I'm loving. Like, some people are down on the show because of, you know, they don't feel like the storyline is good. Or I personally love the storyline. I love the direction that the show is going. So I'm definitely going to be tuned into this one every week. And next week, you'll have Lady J and I in here doing our review. So, yeah, and we'll go from there. The next point that I want to address here, Tobias has a sister. And let's be honest, if you guys watched the episode, and I'm sorry, guys, if you haven't, this is definitely a spoiler here, but she's about that life. She gives her brother a hug, and she's like, hey, how do we kill Black Lightning? Straight up. Cut to commercial. So I'm definitely waiting to see how her character is going to develop. And she also put some really good tidbits in his ear about, it's not necessarily about you having to kill him, but it's make the people hate him, right? So what does Tobias do? Tobias sends a bunch of gifts to Khalil. And in a sense, he kind of buys favor with Khalil, who's fresh off of his spine being severed and realizing that he's paralyzed for the rest of his life. He's in the hospital. He's in rehab. So, and he's a teenager. So he's very impressionable. He's very, anyone right now could come in and kind of be like, hey, this is what's going on. And so what did Tobias do? Bought a PlayStation, bought him some other gifts and stuff like that. And then he goes and he sees him. And initially Khalil's like, what are you doing in my room? But then Tobias gets to talking about how Black Lightning is the one that did this to you, you know, and we'll wait and see what's going to happen as far as how Khalil will take this, how he'll process it. Will he be able to say, no, it wasn't Black Lightning's fault? But again, if you really look at what's going on and how, and the master plan that his sister has kind of already put into play of making everyone hate Black Lightning, then we'll start to see some really, really intricate pieces. You know, people may pull away. Some people may pull towards him more. So we'll wait and see. We'll see what happens here. And my last point of the evening for Black Lightning, episode 4, Black Jesus. Gambi, that basically is the Alfred to Black Lightning. He recognized Anissa in a video of where she was defending herself and defending her, I'm not going to say her new girlfriend. I'm not sure if they're exactly dating quite yet. But you definitely saw Anissa use her abilities. You saw her take in the deep breath and she breathed and she figured it out. And she was able to literally launch these dudes. And she stomped into the ground and just, you know, caused basically all kind of destruction to the street, private property, whatever, cars are flipped over. Excuse me. And we definitely see her abilities getting better and better. She's getting it stronger and she's going to get stronger and she's going to learn how to control this stuff a lot better. So But the point that I want to make about all this is, it wasn't the fact that Gambi saw the video. It was the fact that he lied to Black Lightning and said, oh, I don't recognize anyone. I don't see anything. It's whatever. Move on. Right? So I think Gambi is going to confront Anissa at some point, probably this season, and definitely be like, hey, we need to talk about this. You have the same abilities that your father has, and I think you all need to sit down and talk about it, which is the case anyway. You know, I think Anissa needs to look up and talk to her dad, especially, and her mom, and figure out what's going on. And I'm pretty sure her dad would be like, hey, check this out. And this is what's going on. So, again, this is the weekly, this is your weekly Black Lightning review show. I hope you guys have enjoyed. I definitely love watching the show. 9 o'clock, 2100 on the CW Network. Check it out. It's a great show. Lady J and I will be doing weekly reviews on this show. And we're going to do a few other shows as well. So, you guys, just stay tuned, ride with us, and laugh with us. And we thank you all for tuning in. Those that tuned in to the Crowdcast page, thank you. Those that tuned in to YouTube Live, thank you as well. And those that simply went to the Facebook page, thank you. And those on my private page, thank you as well. Because I put it everywhere. I want everyone to see. I learned from a business coach that, hey, go to where everyone is at. It's not always about trying to make people go to one area. Go to where they're at. All right, Village. So that's my time for the day. As the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you guys. Have a great night. Bye, everybody.
Rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking. Get it.